Russia is a backward country. Oh, it is technologically advanced. I describe the difference between what I like to call the science and technology. It does not apparently seem, unfortunately, that engineering and technological development are not consistent with suppressed new opinion. It appears, at least in the days of Hitler, where no new science was developed, nevertheless rockets were made, and rockets also can be made in Russia. I am sorry to hear that, but it is true that technological development, the applications of science, can go on without the freedom. Russia is backward because it has not learned that there is a limit to government power. The great discovery of the Anglo-Saxons is, they are not the only people who thought of it, but to take the latter history of the long struggle of the idea, that there can be a limit to government power. There is no free criticism of ideas in Russia. You say, yes, they discuss anti-Stalinism, only in a definite form, only to a definite extent. We should take advantage of this. Why don't we discuss anti-Stalinism too? Why don't we point out all the troubles we had with that gentleman? Why don't we point out the dangers that there are in a government that can have such a thing grow inside itself? Why don't we point out the analogies between the Stalinism that is being criticized inside of Russia and the behavior that is going on at the very same moment inside Russia? Well, all right, all right. Now I get excited, see? It's only emotion. I shouldn't do that, because we should do this more scientifically. I won't convince you very well unless I make believe that it is completely rational, unprejudiced scientific argument. I only have a little experience in those countries. I visited Poland, and I found something interesting. The Polish people, of course, are freedom-loving people, and they are under the influence of the Russians. They can't publish what they want, but at the time when I was there, which was a year ago, they could say what they wanted, strangely enough, but not publish anything. And so we would have very lively discussions in public places on all sides of various questions. The most striking thing to remember about Poland, by the way, is that they have had an experience with Germany which is so deep and so frightening and so horrible that they cannot possibly forget it. And therefore, all of their attitudes in foreign affairs have to do with a fear of the resurgence of Germany. And I thought while I was there of the terrible crime that would be the result of a policy on the part of the free countries which would permit once again the development of that kind of a thing in that country. Therefore, they accept Russia. Therefore, they explained to me, you see, the Russians definitely are holding down the East Germans. There is no way that the East Germans are going to have any Nazis, and there is no question that the Russians can control them. And so at least there is that buffer. And the thing that struck me as odd was that they didn't realize that one country can protect another country and guarantee it without dominating it completely, without living there. The other thing they told me was very often, different individuals would call me aside and say that we would be surprised to find that if Poland did get free of Russia and had their own government and were free, they would go along more or less the way they are going. I said, "What do you mean? I am surprised." "You mean you wouldn't have freedom of speech?" "Oh no, we would have all the freedoms. We would love the freedoms. But we would have nationalized industries and so on. We believe in the socialistic ideas."